Raise our hands to him and our faith also for whatever desire we have. This is that hour, this is the moment that we receive it because we are in his presence. In his presence, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, the great I am, you are always present tense. That's why you are the great I am. I am that spoke to Moses is the same I am today. You said wherever two or three are gathered, I am in their midst. And we pray this morning, Father, according to that promise, that you meet with each and every request that is behind every hand that has been raised. For we reckon that it is only amazing grace that made us what we are this morning. Not what we have done or what we are going to do, but it's already done. Father, we just want to thank you for this moment of coming together again as a board of believers to worship King Lamb. Be thou exalted, O God, above everything in our lives. Circumcise the lips of clay here. Man has got nothing good in himself. We are all total failures. We depend on the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. We can't even stand your judgment, oh God. God, we are already condemned before we got started. But it was amazing grace that brought us this far to become partakers of thy divine nature. Bless us, oh God, as we are ready to hear you speak to us through your word. Anoint the interpreter here, Father. May we be in the same spirit, O God. Father God, that your word can reach to your children. Father God, to uplift their faith to those levels where they can say all things are possible. Bless the people now, Father. They are yours. The word is yours. Father God, take over everything now. We are in your total control. As these blessings upon us, because you're under expectation. We pray for the pastor here, Father, how he has invited us to be here, to be part of this fellowship this morning. Bless him, Father God, and the worker in his hands. We thank you, Father. We appreciate you for everything that you do for us, O God. For he has these blessings, knowing, O Father God, we are asking a God that can give. We ask these things, believing and trusting in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I guess somebody is happy here this morning. Praise God. Can I get a witness? Praise the Lord. Give God a hand of praise. Amen.
Amen.
Just check on your neighbor and say, are you happy, my brother?
Are you happy, my sister?
We don't want sad faces, yeah. We want happy faces. Are you happy, my brother? Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's good to know you are a Christian. And to know you are the redeemed of the Lord. And we are the most happiest person on the face of the earth. There is no blood pressure on a Christian. For it's already done.
Nekuti zvakatopera kare.
It's already done. Ah, the victory is won. The battle is over. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. The victory is won. The battle is over. It's already done. I have overcome. I have overcome. I have overcome. The victory is won. The battle is over. I have overcome. I have overcome, I have overcome. I have overcome. The victory is won, the battle is over. I have overcome. It's already done, it's already done. It's already done. The victory is won. The battle is over. It's already done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we are happy.
Tinofara.
Because we are children of God.
Nekuti tiri vana vaMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Ishe ngavakudzwe.
We may be seated for a while.
Imbogarai henyu kwekanguvana.
God has been good to us.
Ishe vakatinakira.
Even to give us a wonderful morning.
Kunyange kutipa mangwanani akaropafadzwa kudai.
Like this morning.
Semangwanani ano.
A morning to gather in his house.
Mangwanani ekuungana muimba yavo.
And to lift up our hands to praise him.
Nekusumudza maoko edu tichivarumbidza.
It's a grand, grand opportunity.
Mukana mukuru sachaizvo.
Don't take it lightly.
Haikona kuzvichepesa.
It's very, very important.
Zvakakoshesa.
To find time to serve your maker.
Kuwana nguva yekushumira musiki wako.
In a world where people don't want to do that anymore.
Munyika yekuti vanhu havachada kunamata Mwari.
But there's something in you that says.
Asi pane chiri mauri chiri kuti.
I want to serve my God.
Ndoda kushumira Mwari wangu.
Regardless of what's happening.
Zvisinei kuti chii chiri kuitika.
I find my place in church.
Ndichazviwanira nzvimbo muchurch.
Amen.
Amen.
May God bless every one of you that has come.
Dai Mwari aropafadza mumwe nemumwe wenyauya.
And all the visitors in our gates.
Nevainzi vedu vari pakati pedu.
May God richly bless you.
Dai Mwari akuropafadzai zvikuru.
Hallelujah. We hope you are going to be also blessed.
Ndinovimba kuti mucharopafadzwa vainzi.
Because here we serve a blessing God.
Nekuti tinoshumira Mwari anoropafadza.
Amen.
Amen.
I tell you there are benefits of serving God.
Ndinokudzai pane maropafadzo ekushumira Mwari.
We are not just here to while up time.
Hatisi pano ngopedza nguva.
But we are here to reap some benefits.
Asi tiri pano kuzotora maropafadzo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. We are not here because we don't have things to do.
Hatisi muno nekuti tashaya zvokuita.
We found out there are benefits here.
Asi takawana kuti pane maropafadzo pano.
That's what David said when he came in the camp of Saul.
Ndozva akataura naDavid paakapinda musasa waSauro.
He says, what will I get if I kill Goliath?
Ndingawaneiko ndikauraya Goliath?
Amen.
Amen.
He wanted to find out the benefits.
Aida kuwana maropafadzo.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, oh, you're going to be the king's son-in-law and
okay,
so on.
Okay, ndichava mukwasha wamambo nezvakadaro.
He says, that's fine.
Ah, zvakanaka.
I'll take him on.
Aregandi
murai. Amen.
Amen.
If they told him there was nothing,
dai vakamuti hapana mabhadharo.
He was not going to worry himself.
David aisafira mahara.
He was going to say, see to it yourself.
Aiwa, chipedza nyaya dzenyu.
Hatiti zvinhu zvingashandika, I said hazvishanda.
We want things that work, not things that don't work.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Even
Peter said the same thing.
Kunyange Petro akataura zvimechete.
He said, we left everything.
Takasiya zvose ishe.
And follow you.
Kukutevera imi.
What do we get?
Saka tinowane.
So when you come to church, you must get some benefits.
Saka ukaya kuchurch unofanira kuwana maropafadzo.
Don't just come because others are coming.
Haikona kungotera vamwe vari kuuya.
Says, if I come, what do I get?
Ndikauya ndinowane.
Amen.
Amen.
There are benefits associated with this blessed, with this God.
Pane maropafadzo anofambirana naMwari uyu.
Amen. He's a blessing God.
NdiMwari anoropafadza.
So it's my joy to be here once again.
Mufaro wangu kudzoka pano zvakare.
Praise the Lord to see happy faces.
Kuona zviso zvinofara.
Praising God in heavenly places.
Vachirumbidza Mwari munzvimbo dzekudenga.
Amen. I'd like to appreciate Pastor Manyeche.
Ndoda kutenda Pastor Manyeche
for inviting me this time to come here this morning.
Nekundikoka nguva ino kuti ndive pano mangwanani ano.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord bless him.
Nai Mwari vavaropafadza.
Amen. I've been out of the country for some time.
Ndanga ndiri kunze kwenyika kwenguva yakati rebei.
And when you go through the process of electing the pastor, I was out.
Amen.
When you went through the process of
pamakapfuura muchinhano chekusarudza mufundisi, ndanga ndiri kunze kwenyika.
But I was watching it live.
Asi ndandichiona pa live stream.
Amen.
Amen.
So I want to say congratulations, my brother.
Ndoda kuti makorokoto mufundisi.
The word that the Lord has given you.
Mufunde basa ramakapuwa naShe.
It's a great trust.
Kuvimbwa naShe kukuru.
To be a steward in the house of the Lord.
Kuve mutariri muimba yaShe.
So he needs your support as much as you can.
Saka vanoda rutsigiro rwenyu rwamunokwanisa kuvapa.
Stand with your pastor.
Tsigirai mufundisi wenyu.
Support him in prayer and everything that you can do.
Watsigire mumunamato nezvose zvamunokwanisa kuvapa.
I've always been a friend of this church.
Ndagara ndiri shamwari wechechi ino.
And I'm here to strengthen the diplomatic ties.
Ndiri pano kuzosimbisa ushamwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Ishengava kuzwe.
Amen. God bless you.
Mwari vakuropafadzei.
We are happy.
Tinofara.
We came for the wedding that was at Belvedere yesterday.
Takavinga muchato wangari ku Belvedere nezuro.
And then we got connected to the pastor.
Tikazo batana nemfundisi.
When he learned I was around.
Pavakaziva kuti ndiri muno.
So Brother Mbati's son was wedding.
Mwana komana wa Brother Mbati anga achichata.
Amen. So we came to support the young man.
Takauya kuzotsigira mujaya.
But it was also an opportunity God made that we also this morning be here.
Uye wakava mukana wakapuwa naMwari kuti tive pano mangwanani ano.
So that's why the Bible says all things work together for good.
Ndosaka Bhaibheri richiti zvinhu zvose zvinoshanda pamwe mukunaka.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless every one of you.
Dai Mwari akaropafadza mumwe nemumwe wenyu.
Praise God. I want to appreciate Brother Caleb. God bless you.
Ndodaku yemura hama Caleb Mwari vakuropafadzei.
Nice to meet you after some time.
Ndofara kusangana nemi kwapera nguva yakareba.
Amen. And all the ministers that might be in the church there.
Nevashumiri vese vanogona vari mukati muchurch.
The deacons and the trustees.
Madikoni edu nematrustee edu.
And the helps and governments.
Nevabatsiri nevabati.
May God bless you.
Mwari akuropafadzei.
Continue standing on your post of duty.
Rambai makamira pachigaro chenyu ichocho.
Amen. Soon and very soon.
Nenguva isipi.
We shall see the king.
Tichaona mambo.
We are not here just to, like I said, to while up time, but we are here with an aim.
Atisipano kungopedza nguva sezvandataura asi tine chinangwa.
There's going to be a rapture one of these mornings.
Pachava nekubvutwa mamwe mangwanani ari kuuya.
So we come to church to be uplifted, to be encouraged.
Tinoya kuchechi kuzosimudzirwa, kukurudzirwa.
We come to church to be healed.
Tinoya kuchechi kuzoporeswa.
Come to church to receive whatever desires we have.
Tinoya kuchechi kuzogamuchira zvishuwo zvatinenge tinazvo.
Every service.
Saka service imwe neimwe.
Expect something to happen to you.
Tarisira chimwe chinhu chiitike kwauri.
Come by expectation.
Uya kuburikidza netariro.
And when you are expecting something,
kana ukutarisira chimwe chinhu,
that is what you are going to receive.
Chauri kutarisira ndo chauchagamuchira.
Praise the Lord.
Shengava kudzwe.
May the Lord bless every one of you.
Dai Mwari akaropafadza mumwe nemumwe wenyu.
I will sing one song and we'll read the scripture.
Ndichaimba kambo kamwe tobva taverenga gwaro.
Nzvimbo yakanaka musha waJehovha.
Amen.
Denga ramatenga ose.
Heavens of the heavens.
Denga rochene wese.
Heavens of all righteousness. That is the most sublime place. When are we going there?
That's our desire every time we come to church.
One
day the last service will be preached. Amen. And the next thing we are doing, we'll be singing on the hills of glory. Amen.
Amen.
Nzvimbo yakanaka iwo musha waJehovha ndiro denga ramatenga denga reutsvene iyo nzvimbo yakanaka aiwa ndoye I'll sing that one more time. Jimbo yakanaka ndiwo musha waJehovha iro denga denga reuchene iyo jimbo yakanaka somufambi panyika iye ano panga musha kana neniwo jinoda sororo kudenga iyo jimbo ya patigere anongova matumba enyika asi musha wechokwadi chinawo kudenga iyo jimbo yakanaka aiwa ndoye dari ikwa iri iko aku misozi amakumsoro kudenga akuna kuchema nekufa nekutambudzika iyo jimbo aiwa yakanaka ndoye dari ikwa izo zviedzo zvitadzo izo zvichange zvapera aiwa ndichazororako namponesi Jesu iyo jimbo yakanaka ndoyenda somufambi panyika anopanga musha neniwo ndinoda zororo kudenga ndiyo jimbo yakanaka ndoyenda Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Saka usa chema chema. Iwe usa tambudzika. Auziwi here kuti kune mumwe wakafira. Unocheme iko iwewe usa. Unotambudzika neiko uno auzivi here auzi kuti kune mumwe wa iti makanaka Jesu makanaka mamboma simudza ruoko makanaka makanaka ma Jesu agana kama Simuzaru ogo Mutoro ungare mama mutoro unga Mutoro unga rwanza mutoro Asi Jesu chete asi je Mutoro ungare mama mutoro Mutoro unga rwanza mutoro Asi Jesu chete asi je Makanaka makanaka ma Simuzaru ogo Jesu akanaka ma Makanaka mambo ma Simuzaru ogo simuza Makanaka Jesu Oh hallelujah
Amen
Blessed be the name of the Lord
Hallelujah
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is God good to you this morning? Praise God.
Amen.
Let's read from the book of Exodus. Chapter 12, verse 11. And thus shall you eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
Muridye kudai, maka sungwa zvino zvenyu, maka peka shangu dzenyu patsoka dzenyu, maka bata tsimbo dzenyu mumaoko enyu, muridye muchikurumidza ipaseka yaJehovha.
For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. Both men and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord.
Nukuti usiku huno ndichafamba na pakati penyika yeJipita ndichirova matangu ose avanhu panyika yeJipita navana vose vembongoro nezvipfuwo ndichatonga vamwari vose veJipita ndini Jehovha.
And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I'll pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. When I smite the land of Egypt.
Asiro parichava chiratidzo kwamuri padzimba mamugere kana ndichiona ropa ndichakupfuurai kuti dambudziko rirege kukuwirai rikuparadzei kana ndichirova nyika yeJipita.
Praise the Lord.
Shangava kudzwe.
Let's read Romans 8.
Ngativerenge Roma 8
28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Kuti ave matangwe pakati pehama zhinji.
Moreover, whom he did predestinate,
ava akafanotemera kare,
them he also called.
Ndivo vaakadanawo.
And whom he called,
vaakadana,
them he also justified.
Ndivo vaakaruramisawo.
And whom he justified,
vaakaruramisa,
them he also glorified.
Ndivo vaakakudzawo.
31. What shall we then say to these things?
Zvinotingati chiko kuzvinhu izvi?
If God be for us,
kana Mwari achitirwira,
who can be against us?
Ndianiko uchatirwisa isu?
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord God bless the reading of the scripture.
Ishe ngavaropafadze kuverenga kweshoko ravo.
Shall we pray once more?
Ngatinamatei zvakare. Baba vedu variko kumusoro kudenga. Tinokutenda Ishe mangwanani ano. Maita yenyu Mwari matiunganidza muimba yenyu. Tinoungana mukati meimba yenyu Mwari tine mufaro mumoyo wedu. Tichiziva kuti pane vimbiso inoti panoungana vaviri kana vatatu muzita rangu. Ndinenge ndiripo pakati pavo. Baba tinokutenda iwo zvakare kuti tine imwe vimbiso baba inotaura kuti tarirai ndinokutumirai Eliya muprofita. Iye uchashandura moyo yamadzibaba kuvana vavo. Achashandura moyo yevana kumadzibaba avo. Mwari tinoungana pano tichiziva kuti hatina kuungana pasina. Baba tinokutendai nekuti Eliya uyu akatouya kare. Ndiye akatidzidzisa zvakare akati munhu akadzidza O level akaenda kuchikoro kunoverenga nekunyora anogona kuvhura Bhaibheri akariverenga. Asi dudziro yeshoko iroro inobva kuna Mwari ari kumusoro kudenga. Tiri kunamata baba kuti chibatsiraiwo mufundisi wedu zvavaverenga gwaro kuti imi Mwari muchiuya movafemera nemweya wenyu mutsvene baba mokwanisa kuvapa chipo chikuru baba vagobvuma kuzvisa parutivi Mwari imi Mwari mouya mutaure kuvana venyu vana venyu zvavauya kuno kuservisi kudai vane zviri kuvaremera Mwari vane mibvunzo yakawanda Ishe vamwe vari pamharadzano chaipa vachaziya zvekuita vamwe vanorwara panyama vanhu vanorwara pamweya chaipo baba. Takukumbira baba kuti muchiuya Mwari muchiparidza shoko iri murimi Jehovha kuti pakupera kweservice ino Mwari mumwe nemumwe wedu anobuda muno aine chapupu kuti moyo yedu haina kutsva here Ishe pavanga vachitaura. Mwari tinokutendai maita henyu chitanga inesu mugopedza nesu Jehovha takumbira zvose nekutenda nezita raJesu Kristu muponesi wedu. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Ishe ngavakudzwe.
We may take our seats.
Garai zvenyu pasi.
We want to talk about redemption by predestination.
Toda utaura pamusoro perudzikinuro kubudikidza nekufanotemerwa.
With a thought that says perfect predestination for full redemption.
Nefungwa yekuti kufanotemera kwakakwana kuitira kuti uzopuwa rudzikinuro rusere.
Praise God.
Ishe ngavakudzwe.
Now Genesis talks about the night of the Passover.
Exodus inotaura inotaura pamusoro peusiku hwePaseka.
Where we just read them.
Patabva mukuverenga.
When it talks about eating the lamb.
Ikutaura pamusoro pekudya gwai.
And it says, thus shall you eat it.
Iri kuti mucharidya nenzira iyi.
There is a certain way that lamb had to be eaten.
Pane nzira yaidiyo kana naMwari kuti ridyiwe nayo.
It was not just to be eaten haphazardly.
Araingo dyiwa zvisina urongwa.
There was a certain way.
Pane tove nenzira yanga yakarayirwa.
That before you get your loins you can't eat it.
Kuti usati wasunga chiuno chako havaigona kudya gwai.
Before you put your shoes on your feet you can't eat it.
Usati wapfeka shangu dzako mutsoka havaigona kuridya.
Before you hold your staff in your hand, you can't eat it.
Usati wabata tsvimbo yako muruoko rwako, havaigona kudya gwai.
And when you are eating it,
wakuridya gwai racho.
Don't eat it slowly.
Haudye nechinono.
Eat it up in haste.
Waidya nekukurumidza.
Because it's the king's business.
Nekuti ibhizimi ramambo iri.
It requires haste.
Rinoda kuitwa nekuchimbidza.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, and we know that lamb represents that this word.
It was that gwayana rinomirira shoko iri.
The word that we have this morning.
Shoko ratinaro mangwanani ano.
And as you sit there this morning,
ugere ipapo mangwanani ano.
You are ready to eat this lamb this morning.
Wagadzira kudya gwai iri mangwanani ano.
Hallelujah, are you ready to eat the lamb?
Wagadzira kudya gwai here.
So get your loins girded right away.
Saka sunga chiuno chako iye zvino.
Put your shoes on and make them tight.
Tenga shangu dzako wobva wadzisunga.
Tie up those strings tightly.
Nyatsozisunga chaizvo zvine simba.
Praise the Lord, get your stuff in your hand.
Bata tsvimbo yako muruoko.
And it's going to be eaten in haste.
Uridye nekuchimbidza.
Now when you come to serving God, to worshiping God.
Kana tichisvika panyaya yekushumira Mwari kunamata Mwari.
When you come to church.
Tichiuya kuchurch.
When the word is being preached.
Shoko richiparidzwa.
That's the lamb of God being distributed.
Ndogwayana ramwari riri kupuhwa kwauri.
You have to attack it quickly.
Unofana kuridya nekukurumidza.
You have to quickly get it.
Unofana kukurumidza kuzvibata.
Don't be slothful.
Haikona kunonoka.
Quickly be in the spirit. And be ready to move. And be ready to receive your blessing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's where we find that many people miss their blessing.
Because
they are slow. That's why people miss their healing in the prophet's ministry. Because they were slow. When the prophet says the angel is right there where you are. If you can just stand up, you receive it. They take time to stand up. By the time they stood up, the angel is on the other corner. And this morning, brother, sister, we don't want to be slow. We're
going
to move fast. We want to catch this word. Set it in our hearts. Because we came here with a desire. We came here with a need. We want God to do something to our hearts. And be alert and ready. Don't let your mind go elsewhere. Focus your mind here. Bring your attention to here.
We're
in the house of the Lord. Forget about even yourself. Forget about what method of transport you used. We are here for a Passover. We are here to receive from the Lord. Something supernatural is already happening right now. Because we are in the presence of the Lord. Don't wait for the end of the service. While Peter yet spoke, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. Those genders were not slothful. They were not slow people. And you are a gender of this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You are not slow. You are quick to receive it. That's why the centurion said, don't even come to my house. Don't even waste time. While you are there, and my servant is at the house, speak the word. Speak the word. He was fast. He was quick. Hallelujah. But Jairus,
as Jairus
was saying, come on, let's go. Prepare the seats there. He was too slow until his daughter died. But this morning, brother, don't be too slow. I'm not
going
to waste time here. I'm going to fire quick volley. Because I've got an enemy who is my target. And that enemy is the devil. And right now,
yes, you know,
I feel I can see the target. I'm right on the target. I'm ready to drop the bomb. You know, when that young man that dropped the plane to attack Hiroshima. That plane was called Little Boy. And that young man was in the cockpit.
Angari mu cockpit.
And he had the instructions when you are on site.
Angari was okuita ashika.
You just telegraph back home.
Aingo kanda telegraph kumusha.
Then it was driving towards Hiroshima.
Achikaira kusika ku Hiroshima.
And the radar told him.
Radar payamuza.
You are right on site.
Washika panzimbo.
Then quickly typed his code back home to the president.
Doba nyora code yake kuenda kuna president.
Target on site.
Zikanzi ndanangana nenzimbo.
Pin number please.
Pin number.
Because that bomb had to be dropped by a certain pin number which had only the president had the prerogative to release.
Bomb right on his one pin number. Yeah, he can and a president chat.
So he wanted to go ahead. From headquarters.
Headquarters.
Oh, brother, sister. When that pin was typed in. The young man said, it's already done. The victory is won. The battle is over. Because he knew the type of weapon he was carrying. The weapon he was carrying was not an ordinary weapon. It was a super weapon never used before. And this morning, brother, sister, the weapon I'm carrying this morning is a super weapon. It has never been used before. And right now,
yes, you know,
if there is any target called BP, if there is any target called sugar diabetes, if there is any target called cancer, I'm typing the pin code right now. I'm typing the pin code right now. I'm saying, oh God, target on site. Pin number, please. Pin number, please. Because this morning, you're not going to go back home with your BP. This morning, you're not going can't go back home with that trouble. Because why? We have a super weapon here. The word of God defeats Satan anywhere, anytime, under any conditions. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you are. This morning, I feel anointed that your situation has got to disappear. Because why? We are on a mission. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise God. Last Sunday, there was a woman that came to church. And the pastor told him, people were holding her when she came. She was very sick. And they sent her down. And the pastor Mshandu said,
Pastor Mshandu said,
confess your sins before we pray for you. And the woman confessed. And when she finished, he said to her, Jen, stand up. And then she stood up. Says, go that way. She went that way. Come back here. She came back. Go back again. She went back. Come back. When she came back, she said, then you can go out. It's finished. What we have, brother, is more powerful than an atomic bomb. What we have this morning is more powerful than a hydrogen bomb. And brother, sister, this morning, hallelujah, we don't want to be slothful. This message of the hour is to be eaten in haste. You must quickly get in the spirit. Don't waste time working the mathematics of how the prayer line is going to be conducted and how things are going to be run. There may not be no prayer line, but you have got to receive your desire. We are gender warriors. We are gender believers. We have the spoken word ministry. Speak the word. Speak the word. And what you say will materialize. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because this word, when it's cooked, the scripture says, don't use water to cook this lamb. Use fire.
It's
the Holy Ghost and fire that's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive.
Amen.
Is the Holy Ghost and fire keeping me alive?
Jesus.
Keeping me alive. I can feel it in my fingers.
It's
keeping me alive. Feeling me in my toes.
Feeling
all over me. Oh, hallelujah. What are you feeling this morning? What are
you feeling?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Forget about that one, brother. We are here to receive from Almighty God. Hallelujah.
You are thinking about the rent.
Forget about that one.
Kangana rent iwe.
Domo uno ewanira rent muno.
You get your rent here.
Unoto ewanira imo muno so.
You get here.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is God's supermarket.
Muno ndo supermarket ya Mwari.
Everything that you need is here. And I tell you this morning, you're
going
to receive it. Because God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. Whatever he has said,
he
is able to perform it. So when you get this word, don't mix it with water. That's why you have to receive the Holy Ghost in your heart. When the Holy Ghost is in your heart, and this word comes inside, already, brother, you are ready to roast it. That word is going to be roasted by the Holy Ghost in your heart. That's why some people don't enjoy the taste of the word. Because if you cook
food is not cooked nicely, it does not taste
well.
It's very good food, but the way it has been cooked. But if you get a good cook with a good recipe, before you even eat it, the aroma. I'm starting to salivate.
Yeah.
Things are starting to happen because of the aroma from the kitchen.
Hallelujah.
So you must not mix our word with catechism. You must not mix it with the synod.
No.
You must burn it with the fire of the Holy Spirit. And it will bring a good aroma. Because our word is infallible. What it did yesterday, it will repeat the same. Not only today, but tomorrow. Not only tomorrow,
and forevermore. Jesus Christ never changes. Jesus Christ
has sanduke. But what makes people not enjoy the word? But they mix it with the gossip. Now you take your gossip and you mix with the word. You say, I heard it before. He once said it before. And you continue with your backache.
But panapa, brother.
But here.
Kana watosika so.
When you arrive.
Hallelujah. Watosika ka.
When you have arrived.
That kana watosika waita say.
Once you arrive.
Watosika.
It's over. You cannot go back the same. You cannot go back the same.
It's a changing gospel. This gospel of Malachi 4.
When the prophet prepared this gospel, he did not mix it with
anything.
No hybridization. It just needs the fire. It is cooked well on this pulpit.
You
say, no, it's over for me. It's over for me. We don't want preachers who
mix
the word with politics and things. We just want it as it is. And roasted well by the Holy Spirit. It will hit the heart of the believer. And it's raised by the word. And you say, hallelujah. Meaning it has hit the target. Something is happening. You never remain the same. When you receive this gospel that has come from the oven of Malachi 4.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. It must be eaten thus.
And you hear it saying, it has got a way. There is a way to do it. Not just saying, as long as I have Jesus in my heart. But you have got a miniskirt.
There
is an order of doing these things.
So long, I shan't be papo.
No, you cannot say so long.
Because
everything has got its own way.
There is a law to everything. That's
why this thing.
This
lapel is using its law. If that law is violated, it goes quiet. But as long as the law is working, things are going to go
hallelujah.
Well.
Hallelujah.
When you see a bird flying, it is using a God-given law. You cannot fly because you don't have the law of flying. When a bird starts flying, it will fly. It's a law. Everything has got a law. If it uses that law, it will bring fruits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right now, if you use the law of the word of God,
we must bring the fruits of the word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If
you use the law of the word,
take God at His word. Take God at His word. All things are possible to them that believe.
If you use that law, the issue we're praying for many years,
it's
over, it's done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Because that law won't fail. And we have another law, which is the law of enforcement.
That those stubborn things will force them to be.
They
are some certain stubborn demons. They must go. Because they have no right to stay on you.
The law of enforcement. Hallelujah.
That someone is stolen from you. And that person is saying, I'm not going to return your things. There's a law of the land. You call a policeman. And let the policeman deal with the person. That man stole my bag. That bag is mine. You have finished your part. You have reported. Let the police deal with the man.
Now the Holy Ghost is the enforcer of God's word. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is the enforcer of the word of God. Because the gospel is not in word only, but in power and demonstration. And what is the gospel? Is the power of God to make the word act what it says it will do. So the word is forced to perform what it promised. So there's no two ways, brother. When you come in the presence of God, you have to come out smiling. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because in the tent vision,
there
was a room inside the room.
And
those that went inside that room,
they
went in wheelchair, on wheelchairs. They went on crutches.
But
when they came out,
they
were walking and running and jumping and leaping. Something had happened in the little room inside. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you came to this building this morning with a problem in your life, the same tent vision must operate this morning. When you go out, you must be leaping and jumping, praising God, because something will have to happen here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why the scripture says, Romans 8, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. I said
that
all things work together. So it means you just sit still and all things are working together for your good. You don't have to work all things. It's not you working for all things. It's all things working for you. It's all things working for you. So as you sit there, things are working out right for your good. You believe it? Oh, I enjoy the scripture. It's not by power. It's not by might, but it's by my spirit,
saying
the Lord. That's why when God made promise to Abraham, when he made promise to Abraham, the scripture says, Hebrews 6,
he
says, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself. Now, when you look at that covenant which was made, Abraham was told to cut those animals into two. And when he finished, He only left the turtle doves and the pigeons. Because those ones represented divine healing. God's covenant on divine healing has never changed. From the Old Testament till now. I am the Lord that healeth all thy diseases. He reminds the God the healer throughout all ages, never changing. But the animals were split because God was separating law from grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But that's not what I want to say. My point is when Abraham now, when he had finished slaying those animals
Abraham
and dividing them, the scripture says, a deep sleep fell upon him. And he slept. And when he did, the pillar of fire came to move between the sacrifices. When he was asleep.
Abraham,
to show that he had nothing to do with what was happening. It was purely God's business. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that Abraham would not say, I did this, I did that. Because this covenant that we have with God, or the covenant that Abraham had with God, was an unconditional covenant. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that covenant, when God made it with Abraham, he told him, it's between me and you. But not only you and me, and your children after you. In every generation. So it was a generational covenant. So that the same blessings that Abraham enjoyed, the children will enjoy. Not only the next generation, but every generation that came later. And Galatians tells us, we are Abraham's children by faith. You, as you sit there, you are Abraham's child by faith. Do you believe it? Therefore, Abraham's blessings are yours. Abraham's blessings are mine. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So therefore, oh, glory be to God. That covenant is still in effect. Even now. Because it's a generational covenant. And I like it that way. That God made it a generational covenant. So that today we can not say, I wish I was in the days of
Abraham.
I wish I was in the days of Jacob. Because whatever happened there is going to happen now. Because the same God is responsible for you also today. Therefore, brother, sister, you are a covenant people, and God is responsible over you. Whatever desire you need, God is more willing to give it to you than you are to receive it. Because why? He says, I'll bless them in their generations. And I will be their God. And I want them to be my people. Even this morning, you can say, be my God. Oh God, be my God. When he becomes your God. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He takes control of every situation. You don't have to worry anything. Because when he is there. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything falls into line. That's why I was talking about this law of enforcement. Because when the Holy Ghost is there, we can enforce the promise of God until they materialize in our lives. Because why? God is obligated to you as he was to
Abraham.
The same blessings are also here with us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Now, I'm talking about redemption by predestination. That the redeemed of the Lord are those people that God foreknew before the world began. That's what Paul was saying in the book of Romans. Those that he foreknew, he also predestinated. And on it goes. Those that were predestinated were justified. Those that were justified were glorified. So you can see God had a plan and a program for a specific group of people that he calls the predestinated. So watch this, brother. The blessings of God are not just for everyone. Therefore, those that he called. Because Paul says we were called to serve the purpose of God. So if you are not called, you are not in the program. But if you were called, you are in the program. Because God is responsible for them that he foreknew. And then he called. When he called them, he justified them. He predestined them. He glorified them. So there's a whole lot of process. There's a whole lot of things that God will do to the people that he called. That's why we find Israel in the natural is a special class of people in the world. Because they've got the favor of God among them. Like it or not, that is what is there. Whether the Palestinians want it or not, whether the Arab world doesn't like to hear that, that's the truth. That nation is the nation of God.
Israel
is the blessed of God. Hallelujah. So there's a special favor that follows them. You know, after the Six-Day War, an American general was interviewed by a journalist. And journalist asked the question, you as a military man, what can you say you can learn from the wars of
Israel?
Seeing that we are talking about a war that was fought for only 6 days. And you can see that the odds against this nation was too much. And this general was very clever. He says, we can't learn nothing. We don't learn anything from those wars. Because how can you learn something from something that happens supernaturally? I thought he was a clever general. These things are
you cannot learn anything from those things that happen miraculously.
Against all odds, Israel survives.
Israel no
against all odds, you will survive. Against all odds, you will be healed. Against all odds, you receive your heart desire. Against all odds, there is a covenant that is following you. And that covenant has got a sworn oath behind it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is a sworn oath behind it. By myself have I sworn that surely in blessing I will bless you. Let me tell somebody here, there is a blessing following you. There is a blessing following somebody here. When you are driving your car, there is a blessing following you. When you are in the combi or in the Zupco
bus,
there is a blessing following you. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
There is a blessing following you. Because why?
Say,
you are a covenant people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God swore by himself
that
when you believe his word and follow his message, he's
going to
bless you, brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So don't worry about what's happening around you now. The blessing is already there. Hallelujah. When Abraham was walking with Sarah, his wife, and they were getting older and older, but the promise of Isaac was lingering above them. It was following them all over. So I don't care how she got wrinkled. Never worry whether she was now using a stick. But God had already promised, I'll give you a son through
Sarah.
Can God fail? No,
sir.
God can never fail. So when it looks like your blessing is not there, it's the devil telling you. Just tell him, shut up, Satan. Shut up, Satan. The blessing is forever. Because this covenant is unstoppable. This covenant cannot be disannulled.
Hallelujah.
And it's going on and on. Hallelujah. That's why we believe this message of Malachi 4. Amen. Unconditional covenant.
Sungano
isina. So right now this morning,
mangwana ni ano,
if you have a desire in your heart, don't worry about what happened yesterday. You have got to receive your desire. Because the covenant is unconditional.
Neguti sungano haina zviga.
Haina zviga.
It's unconditional.
Kana pane zvinofanira kugadziriswa chagadziriswa zvako.
But if there are things to be sorted, you will sort, but you would have received your heart desire.
No, it's not unconditional.
It's not like first
but
do this,
die.
Then I will do this. No.
And
you are a covenant child. You must receive it. Before you do those rests. When Abraham was chosen, he was not a Jew. He was a Gentile. But God chose Abraham. Why did he choose him? He had done nothing. Why did God choose him?
Sovereign grace. Sovereign grace. Sovereign grace. It is by grace. It is by grace that I serve the Lord. Make no mistake, my brother. I am what I am by the grace of God. You are what you are by the grace of God. Don't let the devil look down on you. You are a special person because you are a covenant person. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Predestinated to be redeemed. That's why I'm talking about redemption by predestination. Redeemed simply means to bring back. When you read your
dictionary,
that's what it says. Redeemed means to free from distress. It means to buy back. To free from captivity. To release from blame. To free from the consequences of sin. It's all bringing it back. It means there was something that was somewhere, but it has been displaced for whatever reason. But redemption brings it back to where it was originally. Now watch this, brother. Before your hand was here, because of the situation you are going through, where was it?
Ranga riri kupi ruoko.
It was up like this.
Hosanna! Hallelujah!
Hosanna!
Hosanna!
But now we are like this.
As he is no about a shire. My problem. You don't understand what I'm passing through. If you knew, you'd not preach
now,
like
that. I'm
talking
about redemption. Bringing the hand back to where it belongs. Back to where it belongs, brother. You are not made to be sad. No.
Sometimes you appear like you are ugly because of problems.
If you smile,
you see it's a beautiful sister and a handsome brother.
Hey!
Some faces are now wrinkled because of problems. We are saying no. You must change your countenance. Because where was you before you became sad?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Job was asked that question. Where were you,
Job?
When the sons of God shouted for joy, and the morning stars sang together. So before there was a beginning,
pasati pava nemavambo.
My God. We have gone beyond Genesis now.
Tatoenda shure kwe Genesis.
Tapfura Genesis 1.
Now we are beyond Genesis 1.
Takwinda seri kwayo.
Now we are going before Genesis.
Before there was a beginning. There were sons of God shouting for joy somewhere, praising God somewhere.
You cannot praise like this. If you see
one,
I'm
praising God.
Praise
God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Where were you, Job?
Wakanga uripi, Job?
When we were praising our God.
Patairubi zamari wedu.
Where were you, sickness?
Wanga uripi urwere.
When I was healthy and strong.
Pandanga ndine utano ndaka simba.
Where were you, BP?
Wakanga uripi,
when
BP.
I was shouting the praises of God.
Nichirubi zamari.
Where were you, sugar diabetes?
Sugar, wanga uripi.
When I was running around and jumping and praising God.
Jisetuka, setuka.
Where were you, poverty?
Wanga uripi, go urombo.
When I was walking the streets of gold.
Dichifamba.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. My.
Hallelujah.
When I strike those rhythms, when I get to those rhythms, to know that I've got a street of gold that passes by my doorstep, I don't worry whether I live in one room or two rooms.
And
because I've got a mansion yonder. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where were the landlords?
My landlords angari.
Who are shepherding you on rent today?
You
are a landlord yourself.
Uri landlord yo.
You are a landlord yourself.
Uri landlord yo.
Hallelujah. For hallelujah. Blessed be Abraham.
Abraham garo pavazwe.
Blessed be Abraham.
Abraham garo pavazwe.
Son of the Most High.
Mwana akomana wekumusoro
soro. Possessor of heaven and earth.
Muridzi wedenga nenyika.
My father.
Baba wangu.
Possesses heaven.
Muridzi wedenga.
And earth.
Nenyika.
He possesses everything.
Ndiye muridzi wezvese.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what does that make me?
Zvinonditei.
A landlord.
Zvinondita muridzi wemba. Don't be troubled by that one room.
Nyika ino house musha wedu.
Amen. This house.
Tinofamba tichivaudza.
This earth is not our home.
Nyika ino house musha wedu.
We tell them this earth is not our home.
Kana wapsikwa kwashanya kwapuwa one room yokuvata unongova time mumakoso.
You know you are going to go back. You are a visitor.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I feel the devil is shaking. What I am saying right now makes the devil mad. Because you begin to come out of that cocoon. Come out of that mental cocoon. Imagination. And now you begin to realize realization. Then you know who you are. You are not Mazimba Kupa. You are not Sokomurewa. You come from God. You go back to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you remain a
Mazimba
Kupa,
the ancestral spirits that follow the spirits that follow the Mazimba
Kupa.
If the Mazimba Kupas were of bad omens, you always fall into bad omens. If you just want to
cancel
the tomatoes, since you cancel, take yours. Because the Mazimba Kupa spirits are following you. If
we're
divorced, you will find out your sisters are also divorced. And it's coming to you.
There's
some trouble in the home. It's ancestral spirits following you.
Saka istaka bako asoko mrewa, taka bako.
We left the baboon spirit. And we cut the mother's womb.
Yeah.
And we entered into the roots and offspring of David.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are now of the root and offspring of David. Because David was the son of Jesse. And if you take follow the lineage, you will come to Jesus Christ.
Huh?
Amen.
When you
come to Jesus. When you come to Jesus. Now, all those impossible are now possible. Now, those things, those unreachable can now be reached. Now, those things that you are not able to do, you can do. When you come to Jesus.
All things.
Are possible.
All things are possible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Redemption.
You have come to redemption.
Where you can do the exceedingly abundantly.
More
than that which you can even expect yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What am I talking about this morning? I'm talking to the redeemed of the Lord. Those that were brought back from the mark of sin, from the world, to be reconciled with their Maker again. Once a believer comes in contact with his Maker,
nemusiki wake,
he becomes a superhuman being.
Anova munhu wepamweya.
The prophet says,
Profeta anoti,
man,
munhu,
in his natural senses,
mumafungira ake epanyama,
is limited.
Ane miganu.
Because your senses reason out things.
Ano shandisa njere
up to a certain extent.
Kusika pa ano gumira.
That's why you find the doctor looks at you, examines you.
Ndosaka chona doc chiremba akakunzera.
Then he says, we can't help you anymore.
Kuti hatichakwanise kukubatsirai.
He has come to the end of his
asvika pano perera njere dzake.
We've come to the end of our ideas.
Ah, tapererwa na chiremba.
We can't help you anymore.
Hatichakwanisa kukubatsira.
But listen to me.
Asiteererai.
When the doctor says that,
kana chiremba ati ndapererwa,
and you are the redeemed of the Lord.
Iwe uri mudzikinurwa washe.
You are a covenant person.
Uri munhu wesungano.
You say thank you, sir.
Kuti amaita basa changamire.
But my father,
asi baba wangu,
has not come to the end of his wisdom.
Havasati vapererwa.
Because when the doctor comes to the end of his wits, God starts from there. God picks it up from there. That's why Abraham talks about that little boy. Was it a boy? Yes. That was in the hospital with cancer in the mouth. Not that one. The one on the cardiogram. With the heart failure. And the machine was beating low. To show that the heart is coming to a stop. But when the father and mother called Brother Branham to pray, when Brother Branham said,
Amen,
father and mother hugged each other and said, praise God. Zedu Zaita.
It's well.
Zedu Zatoita.
All is well. Our child has been prayed for.
But the machine was continuing counting down. And the nurse was standing there.
Nurse.
He said, sorry, father, mother. It's good to have faith.
Zvakanaka kuve nekutenda.
But in all medical history,
asi mukunzvera kwese zvemedicine,
when this machine reads like the way it is doing,
kana mushina uyu waakutaura
zvaakutaura, never happened.
Hazvisati zvamboitika.
That the heart will rise up again.
Kuti moyo unozotanga kushanda futi.
So don't be much excited.
Haikona kupinda mumanyawi
henyu. Because very soon we are switching off the machine.
Hatichazodzima mushina manje manje.
And the old man said, "Oh, daughter."
Kana akati, "Ah, mwanasikana wangu."
Thank you very much.
Maita basa.
He patted her on the back.
Papatsira.
He says, "I want to tell you one thing. There's a difference between you and me. In the way we look at this situation, you are looking at this machine because that's as far as you were trained. But I'm not looking at the machine. I'm looking at the promise of God. I'm looking at what God said. When God says something, then it's finished. It's settled. I don't care whether it has never happened. It will start happening now. It will start from now. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Cause things to start happening in your life.
Let things start with you. Let it start on you. If you had never witnessed it, you will see it on me. Because those who believe, they will partake of it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when he said that, the machine started counting upwards. For the first time in medical history, the machine reading up what was happening, redemption in process. It was redemption in process. The child was being restored back again, being redeemed back to life. And that's what I'm talking about this morning, bringing back whatever God has given you, which the devil has now stolen from you,
is
got to be redeemed. 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 Not tomorrow. Even now. Even now. It's got to be redeemed. Hallelujah. If the devil is still holding there, we are calling the enforcers. We are calling the police. We are calling the Holy Ghost to enforce the law of God upon that situation. Satan has got to give way.
Satan.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. I can't even go to my notes now. But I'm feeling good. Somebody's receiving something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the purpose of coming to church. We don't come to be spectators
here.
We come to receive. We come to be blessed. We come to get all what God has promised us. One of those days, brother, we just come to church and go back home and remain the same. This gospel power is the transforming power. It's got to transform that situation. No matter what it is, it's got to be changed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And God in his divine plan had you in mind.
Amen. God thought about me. And he said, not with this one. I will not send another. I will go myself. God thought about me. When God thinks about you, he doesn't send an angel. He doesn't send Gabriel.
Michael.
He doesn't send Michael.
Why not? This is a man-sized job.
When the three Hebrew bros were thrown in the fire,
ngirozi dzakamanyama dzikati nai shaya musi kuona zviri kuitika here
mubhabhironichitumei
tindogadzisa chimiro
ichoini
zita rangu ndinonzi wemudu
ndini
ndiri responsible nemvura dziri
mumakungo
nokumisa mwedzi uyu
and stop the moon
kana mukandituma ndinonodira mvura mugomba
if you send me I'll just quench the fire
moto watodzima one time
and quench the fire
zvikanzi wemuti ndozvati unozvigona
wemuti I know you are able to do it
you are very faithful
wakatendeka
but step back
asi chimbomira
this is a man sized job
aiwa ira basa rinoda mwari
basa romunhu
it's a man's job
haridi ngirozi
it's not about an angel
yaya yako haridi ngirozi ka
your issue does not need an angel it needs a man God came down from heaven and became a man to men.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And another angel said, send me. Nebuchadnezzar will change his mind and release these people. Leave it like that. This is my job.
And step by step.
Them going into the fire and seated on the throne. Watching everything. I was awake, I did not sleep.
Let me tell you, my brother, my sister, his eye is on the sparrow. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches over you. Saka izvozvo unoti nai vedu wei handizi kuti zvambaita seko zvinhu
zvakaomaivakatarisaaiega zvakadero God is watching and saying okay let things get worse
rega zvisvike chaizvo pazvinofanira kuti
let things get worse
hausati wasvika paunofanira kuti uone mwari
you have not come to the level of seeing God
saka imbomira zvako
just wait
uchaona mwari manje
you will see God
ndiri kutoti uchaona mwari
I'm saying you will see God
mira zvako uone
Just wait. The issue is just growing up.
You
just make sadza
hectic.
You will not eat it. You will not enjoy it.
Let it
simmer there.
My
mother will open
her.
Mama, it's done. It's not yet. It must produce that certain aroma. Even without meat, you can finish it. God is waiting for your issue to
testimony.
So when you give the testimony, people say, wish it was me.
Unoziva Job wakarega ichikwata ichikwata
yaJob
ichikwata nyaya yake kusvika munhu wese akaona kuti papa ipapo
and God saw that the issue is now mature
vana vapera mombe dzapera makamera apera shamwari dzakuti haiwe
the riches are perished and the friends are saying you are
taura mushe kuti unotadza wakavanda iwe
you are a secret sinner
tendeukai brother
repent my brother
tendeukai sister
Repent, my sister.
Gadzirisai upenyu.
Make your life right.
Ndakagadzirisai nema.
I made my life right. You are lying.
Gadzirisai upenyu.
Make your life right.
Kusvika neshamwari yapa moyo.
Until the closest friend.
Kukazi wakati kana nemiwo ndimiwo. Mungada kuramba muchingosukawo maronda aiwawa zuva nezuva.
You want to continue to clean those boils.
Unoona ndatonetawo kana neni.
I am also tired.
Dai maituka mwari mukafa taizorora tose.
Just kiss God and die and then we all. Relax.
Mwari vachirega ichikwata nyaya ichinyatso kukwata mushe mushe.
The issue to really mature to rot.
Kusvika naye Job akati hai ndodambo saka kuti Mwari anogara papi.
And Job said I want to look for God.
Kuti asi munorevesa here.
And he go to his door and knock and say God do you really mean it?
Unorevesa here ishe.
Do you really mean it?
Ndatadze ikweni.
What have I done?
Ndati ndingona matawo zvakanaka.
I've just watched.
Kuchechi handina kurovha.
I never meet
church.
All night I go everything.
Tithes ndinobhadhara.
I pay my tithes. I do everything. Why?
Paakazondobata-bata nyaya idzodzo.
When he went to
idzodzo dzokuchema chema idzi dzatinoimba kuti usachema chema
that we say don't cry
uri kungoedzwa nasatan
paakandobata-bata
vamwari vakati wakuenda mberi
and God said you are going too far
wapfuurisa manje
you are now going too far
ndokubva atmosphere yangochinja
and the atmosphere changed
ndobva kwaita makore
And there came some clouds.
Wakatanga kutinira.
And some thunderstorm.
Akanzwa sumuka pa ugere ipapo.
And he heard a voice say, stand up from your airship.
Sunga burugwa zvakanaka.
Get up your loins.
Ndakuda kuchitaurira namanja, ndi unoda kutaura neni?
I want to talk to you. You want to speak to me?
Shinditsanangurira zvakanaka iye zvinezvi. Mivunza ndinoda kufunza mishoma shoma asidavira.
I want you to answer this.
Why were you pandakaisa nheyo dzenyika inoyi?
Where were you when I laid the foundation of the world?
Uri kuda kutsvaka pandogara ndatsvaka zvinofamba sei? Why were you pitching
come to where I stay? Where were you?
Because nyika ine foundation because
the world has a foundation.
Autozi kuti pane foundation.
You don't know there's a foundation.
Pane zvakawanda zvatisingazivi ma brother
man. There's a lot of things that we don't understand. Zvino
ngamuchirwa nokutenda.
Just receive by faith.
Ndosaka zvinhu zvamwari usati I now understand. You will never understand.
Usati zvinhu zvamwari ndakuzvinzwisisa.
Unoti now I believe.
Iye zvino ndakutenda.
Ndosaka Jesu anambobvunza vanhu kuti do you now understand?
Jesus never asked. Unonzwisisa here?
No, he simply said do you now believe?
Unotenda here?
Because you will never understand.
Haufe wakanzwisisa.
Imagine wana Peter wanga afamba naye 3 and a half years. Vari pastor wavo.
Walking with him 3 and a half years.
Asimusa wakati pagungwa paya. Peace be still.
On that. Yes, see, stormy sea, he said, Rugare, Gakuvene Rugare.
And Peter, what man of men is this?
And the disciple says, Impori Mante Munaka.
Even the winds and the waves obey you.
Kunyange mepone dutu, sinom
pastor when you do
so you don't understand your pastor up to now.
Avanz, because you seek Jesus.
You won't understand Jesus.
Vanotendwa.
You believe him.
Ziyanzi simu kawanduze.
Now, get up and tell me.
Panda is a foundation in yika iwaiwe piwe.
Where were you when I laid the foundation of the world?
Puka.
No answer.
Chinduza.
Tell me again.
Waiwe piwe na wangwari baka danzira na mfaro.
Where were you when the sons of God shouted for joy? And he opened up heaven to show him beyond. And he removed the curtain. And look what is beyond.
And
when you saw things that had never been seen.
Hallelujah.
The old man who was seated on the airship like this. When the heavens opened, he rose up
and
he said, you cannot sit here. I can't sit here on this
airship.
I'm done with the ashes. Now listen to me. Listen to my testimony. God finished speaking. Now I want to testify. After God is done with you, it's you who is going to testify.
Hallelujah!
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 Mwari wachataura newe kutanga.
God will start by speaking to you.
Wopedza dambudziko rako.
And solve your problem.
Wavarujana rwako.
It's now your turn.
Wokuzotaura womanje.
To testify.
Zvikanzi, I know this one thing.
Ndinoziva ichi chinhu.
My Redeemer liveth.
Mudzikinuri wangu anorarama.
So the skin worms.
Kunyange honye.
Eat this flesh.
Ndichidya nyama yangu.
Yet in this my own eyes.
Asine maziso angu aya.
I will see my Redeemer.
Ndichaona mudzikinuri wangu.
From that moment,
kubva ipapo,
he defied the airship.
Akazvidza madota.
He defied the boils.
Akazvidza mamota.
He defied every challenge.
Akazvidza chese chinopikisa.
And he won the victory.
Akakunda.
Even from this service,
kunyange muservice
ino, you are going to defy your situation.
Uchazvidza dambudziko.
You are going to defy your sickness.
Uchazvidza urwere
hwako. You are going to defy your backbiting.
Uchazvidza makuhwa
hako. You are going to defy everything.
Uchazvidza
zvese. And rise up with a testimony.
Wasimuka nechapupu.
I know my Redeemer liveth.
Ndinoziva mudzikinuri wangu anorarama.
I know my healer liveth.
Ndinoziva muponzi wangu anorarama.
God is your healer this morning.
Mwari ndiye muponzi wako mangwana nehana.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Amen.
Mwari ngavakudzwe.
Do you believe it?
Unozvitenda here?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When something has happened to you,
kana chime chinchaitika kwauri,
you cannot help it.
Haugone kuzvibatsira.
But testify.
Asi kungopupura.
Praise be to God.
Mwari ngavakudzwe.
Let's see if I can read one quote and we close here.
Again, do one chinokorwa chandingaverenge tipedze.
Okay. Let's go to who is this Melchizedek, brother?
And the Melchizedek uyu ndiani?
My God. God vindicates that.
Mwari vanozvisimbisa.
That's always been right.
Zvagara zviri chokwadi.
God vindicates it to be true.
Mwari vanozvisimbisa kuti ichokwadi.
Show plainly.
Kuratidza pachena.
The predestinated.
Kuti vakatemerwa.
Is the only one that's considered in redemption.
Ndivo vega vari muurongwa hurudzikinuro.
Now that's the prophet now.
Muprofita ari kutaura.
It shows plainly that the predestinated is the only one that's considered in redemption. People might be making like things they are, but the real redemption is those that are predestinated.
God does not just waste his favor to anyone.
There
are other Hittites and Perizzites. They are not in this program. You might say, I'm also part of the program.
But you must be sure whether
you're
in. He says, did you get it? Let me say that again. The predestinated is the only one that's considered in redemption. People might be making like things they are. But the real redemption is those that are predestinated. Because the very word redeem means to bring back. Is that right? The redeem is something to redeem anything is to bring it back to its original place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it's only the predestinated will be brought back. Because the others didn't come from there. See? Bring it back. The others didn't come from there. There's somewhere where we come from. And there's somewhere where we are going.
Pane kwatiri kuenda.
So if you are redeemable,
saka kana uchidzikinurika,
you must have come from somewhere.
Unofana nge une nzimbo yawakabva.
Where God will bring you back.
Mwari kwavachakudzorera.
That's why Jesus said,
ndosaka Jesu vakati,
I come from God,
ndakabva kuna Mwari,
and I go back to God.
Ndinodzokera kuna Mwari.
Praise God.
Amen.
You have to come from somewhere. Not from Budiriro or
Glenview. You
must have come from somewhere. Being eternal with him at the beginning. The eternal life that you had.
His
thought of what you was. Only he wanted me to stand in the pulpit. Say he wanted you to sit in the seat.
Today.
Then we are serving his eternal purpose. And the one that left home only come to the earth to serve his purpose. Is that right? Then after he's finished, is brought back in a glorified state.
It's
matured and brought back again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the ones that left home and come to the earth. Praise God. Are here to serve his purpose. So you must make sure you come from home. Heaven is my destination. Heaven is my home. No wonder Paul could say when they were building a block to chop his head off. He said, oh, death, where is your sting?
Oh grave, where is your victory? But thanks be to God who gives us the victory. He said, death, tell me where you can make me wholer. Grave, tell me how you're going to hold me. If I'm a possessor of eternal life. Amen. He recognized it. Death, hell, grave, nothing could hold him. And nothing can hurt us. Got eternal life. He realized he was blessed with eternal life. Oh, what a blessing, brother. Blessed with eternal life. Some people are blessed with many cars and blessed with houses. But this one was blessed with eternal life. I would like this kind of a blessing. Blessed with eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I might not have the goods of this world, but if I'm blessed with eternal life, then I'm satisfied. Just like a little dewdrop. If I understand, I don't know too much about chemistry. But it must be that is the congealing of humidity or atmosphere. And when the night gets cold and dark, it falls from the heavens and drops upon the ground. It fell from somewhere. But the next morning, before the sun comes up, it's laying there. The little fellow shivering. But just let the sun come up. Watch it go to shining. It's happy. Why?
Say,
the sun is going to call it right back to where it came from. Praise the Lord. Now when the dewdrop comes down there, it came from somewhere up there and drops down. So it's got to be restored, redeemed. So in the morning, it's shivering in the cold. But watch. When the sun comes up, it begins to change its radiance. It becomes happy. Because the sun, S-U-N, is going to call it back to where it comes from. And that's the way with the Christian. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We know when we walk into the presence of God, something in us tells us that we come from somewhere and we are going back again by that power that's pulling us. There is a power that's pulling in us. And that power is the Holy Ghost power. That's saying, come up higher. So when the little dewdrop receives the radiance of the sun, the little dewdrop, he glistens. He shines and shouts. Because he knows he come up from up there. And that sun is going to draw him right back up again. And a man, that's an attribute of God. Born of God. Knows, hallelujah. When he come in contact with the Son of God, he's going to be drawn up from here someday. For if I be lifted up from the earth,
would
draw all men unto me. That's the reason why you are smiling this morning. That's the reason why you are shouting hallelujah this morning.
Hallelujah.
There's something he tells you. This old world can never hold you. One of these mornings, you are going to break out of this pest house. There's a little bird in you that is caged here. And when this man breaks off, it is released. It will fly up into the heavens high. Hallelujah. That little bird is called the soul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If the dewdrop can shout,
kana dova richikwanisa kudanidzira,
what ought a child of God do?
Komana komana wamwari anokwanisa kudii?
What ought the redeemed of the Lord to do?
Komudzikinirwa wacho anogona kudii?
We must even shout louder than the dewdrop.
Tinofanira kutodanidzira kudarika dova.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hakuna kunwa nedova shamwari.
Hey, don't be overcome
by the
dew.
Amen kana zuva rapenya.
Says amen when the sun is shining.
Wekana uya kwa urinotiwo amen.
When the word comes to you, say amen.
Uchirumbidza mwari kuti zvangu zviri kutoita.
And praise God that all is well with me.
Kudzokera kwandakabva.
I'm going back. Takabva
kuna mwari tinodzokera kuna mwari.
I came from God. I go back to God.
Hallelujah.
Kana
wanga usiko hawindiko.
If you are not there,
kuno
inda
vaivoko.
Those from there are the only ones who return.
That's why this message is the message of restoration.
Ndosaka mhari dzino iri mhari
dzoirudzikinira. I will restore, says the Lord.
Ndichadzoreredza, ndozvinotaura Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, amen.
Mari
ngava kudzi. That's why in us is an ability to believe the revealed mystery of the hour.
Kutenda chakavanzika chakazarurwa munguva yedu.
It's not in many people.
Hazvisi mune vakawanda.
Many people are religious.
Vanhu vakawanda vane chinamato.
But they lack the revelation.
Asi havana chizaruro.
Of the revealed Messiah in their day.
Wa Messiah akazarurwa muzuva ravo.
The priest was a religious man.
Prisita aive munhu wechinamato.
But when Messiah was made manifest before him,
asi Messiah paakaratidzwa pamberi pake,
he called him Beelzebub.
Akamuti Beelzebub.
The prince of devils.
Muchinda wemadimoni.
But yet he was a religious man.
Asangari munhu wechinamato.
But he missed to see what God was doing in his day.
Asa akaposa kuona zvaitwa naMwari muzuva rake.
That means in him,
zvorati maari muprisita.
In the priest, there was nothing representing predestination.
Manga musina chaimirira kufano temera.
For the deep must respond to the deep.
Nekuti pakadzika panofana kudairawo pakadzika.
So if there is nothing in you of God, there's nothing to respond to God calling.
Kana musina chamwari mauri hapana chekudairawo kana mwari adaidza.
That's the only way you can know whether you are predestinated or not.
Ndonzirega yekuti uzive kuti uri musanangurwa
here. When God begins to do things in your day,
kana mwari atanga kuita zvinhu muzuva
rako, are you able to catch it?
Unokwanisa here kuzvibata?
There must be an ability in you to identify the program of God in your day.
Chinokwanisa kubata urongo hwaMwari muzuva rako.
This is not now Dutch Reformed church.
This is a Dutch Reformed manjes.
But the woman at the well,
though
she was a prostitute, but when Jesus said, give me water, and he said, no. We don't deal like that, Jews and Samaritans. He says, if you only knew the power of God and who that it is that talks to you, you'll ask water from me. And the conversation went on for a while. And then Jesus said, go call your husband and come here. He says, I have no husband. And he said, you have said the truth. Because you are living with the sixth one. Who is even not your husband. You are very honest. That shook that little woman's heart. Something in her was activated. There was a little chip in her heart that was only waiting for that activation. When it was activated, she changed her language.
She said,
sir, I perceive you are a prophet. But what did the priest say? I perceive you are Beelzebub. So who has got the representation of predestination? The woman of the world. Something in her said, when Messiah cometh, he will do what you have done. Aren't you the man? And Jesus said, I am. Because I'm always I am. Oh brother, from that day onwards,
your
life changed. Everything around you changed. There was something in that woman that redeemed her back to her original. The prostitute days were over from there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Ishe ngavakudzwe.
The prophet says, yeah.
Prophet anotaura pano.
But someday, when life is all over, the story will be told up yonder in glory. When the song of redemption is sung, oh, I can almost see the time when Jesus comes to earth and the redeemed stands in his presence with uplifted hands and singing the story, redeemed by grace. When angels will stand in a circle around the earth with bowed heads, not knowing what we are talking about, they never had been redeemed. It's you and I that need redeeming. It was you and I that Christ died for. That's the reason we can sing redeeming grace. The angel knows nothing about it. He never fell. What a time that will be. When I think of all the old wrinkles of this body will be ironed out. All the gray hairs vanish. The stooped shoulders straight. Stooped shoulders. Hey, look what he done for me. Talk about redeeming grace. You will hear my voice. I know you will. Not only mine, but everyone. You hear their voice when they sing the story. Redeeming grace. How he redeemed us. And now we only have the attributes of it.
Yes,
we are only got the down payment, the earnest of it. Someday we'll have it in full payment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, amen. How many will say my voice will also be heard? Echoing together the prophet's voice. He says, I know you will hear my voice. Then he stops. He says, not only mine. They will also hear your voice. Somebody here will be singing amazing grace on the hills of glory. He spoke like Paul spoke. He says, I'll receive my crown of righteousness. And he says, not only me, but all those that love is appearing. He remembered there were others also that are in the program of God. And you and me today, we must be so thankful and say, we are in the program of God. We are the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he foreknew that there would be somebody who would believe it. So he sent Jesus for those who would believe it. And here they are today, gathered here, one spot, to accept what God for you would take place. God made a preparation for those who would believe. And you are a part of that preparation. God for you before the world ever was formed, that these days will be here. That's the reason he could foretell it. He for you it. And he made a preparation for those who would accept it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Preparations have been made for those who will accept the message of the hour. For those that will accept God's program for their day. No wonder this morning, brother, sister, we are right in the right place this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because this is where God ordained you to be.
That's
why Abraham says he ordained me to be in the pulpit. And he ordained you to sit where you are sitting.
To
listen to the word. Therefore we are serving God's purpose right now. As we are serving God's purpose, there is a blessing that follows those that serve His purpose. That's why I'm saying this morning as we close, do you believe it? That you are serving God's purpose. Therefore your desire today has got to be met. Your desire right now has got to be met. Are you sick this morning? I want you to come over here. We want to pray that you receive your healing. Because you are in the business of serving God's purpose.
Right now.
And you can't go out before you receive that blessing. Because those that serve God's purpose, God is taking care of them. That's why I said we are here because we know there's benefits. Associated with believing this message. If others are healed, if others were healed, you have got to be healed also. And I challenge you to believe it. Because it's not man's word. It's thus says the Lord. God is obligated to you. This message came for you. And you were in the program of God before the foundation of the world. That's why you can believe it. If you didn't believe it, you were not going to be here anyhow. But the fact that you come here every Sunday, every service day, is because you believe it. Therefore, God is obligated to you. We are not ashamed of our God because He made the promise and He's big enough to support it and perform it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
This day, the Holy Spirit speaking to you. He's saying, receive your heart desire. Receive your deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Right now we take every spirit in here under our control. For the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have seen enough of God. Right here in this church. To know that He is real. Therefore we don't doubt that God is here. To perform. And to do what He promised. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It can be done also. To you this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I challenge you to believe these are those that are on the
altar.
Healing is a finished work of Calvary. If you are going to call Jesus today, say, come heal me.
He
will tell you, I've already done it. Why don't you receive it? So you come here to receive your healing. It was already given over 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, given that we are a little bit more than the platform can contain,
kudarika vanokwana pa platform.
We'll just have a small quick prayer line then.
tichangoita kamutsara kekukurumidza kekunamatira vanhu.
So that you just walk through as the ministers pray for you.
Muchangopfuura nepanenge muchinamatirwa nevashumire.
And his lay hands are laid on you.
Maoko panenge achiiswa pauri.
Don't even worry about what is going to be said.
Iwo usambobatikana kuti pachataurwei.
Because the scripture says,
Gwaro rinoti,
they shall lay hands on the sick.
Vachaisa maoko pane vanorwara.
And the sick shall recover.
Vanorwara vachapora.
It doesn't say they shall lay hands and pray.
Hazvina kunzi vachaisa maoko vonamata.
So you can just have hands laid on you.
Unogona ungoiswa maoko.
And not even one word of prayer said.
Pasina kana shoko remunamato rataurwa.
But just fulfilling the scripture.
Kuzadzikisa gwaro.
You have got to receive your healing.
Unofanira kugamuchira kupora kwako.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So that's what we are going to do.
Those are takuita.
With the ministers here.
Vashumiri vari pano.
We're going to form this prayer line.
Vachaita kamutsara.
So that it becomes quick.
Kuti tiite nekukurumidza.
Have faith in God.
Ivaine kutenda muna Mwari.
It's sin to disbelieve God now.
Chivi kusatenda Mwari iye zvino.
When you have seen enough of him.
Iwe waona Mwari kukuwanda kwake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gone are those days.
Akapfuura mazuva.
Where you come to church with a sickness and go back with it again. No, sir. The great physician is here. The sympathizing Jesus. I want the musician to sing that song softly. The great physician now is here. As we pray for these that are on the altar. And you that are in the benches, I want you to pray for these that are here on the altar.
Do not munamatira vari kualtar.
That's fine. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my way to heaven, believe in Jehovah. Once grave on Yasha Baba, Chifua Masiso, Kumor Norwaza, Vachafamba say, Marigan of Jose, Yabakan Wagai Payosi, Satan Regaza, Baba, Regaza Baba, Madame Jesus Christ, Compassion of Jen and Berry, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, receive your deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your deliverance.
No way.
In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing, sister. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing today. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your deliverance, sister. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing, sister. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your deliverance, sister. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing, sister. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing, sister. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your deliverance, sister. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing, sister. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing, sister. In the mighty name of Jesus.